Whenever I'm out having a drink, or I'm out to dinner with a dame, and we'll be in some bar, and somebody will get loud, and somebody will say something, and it looks like there's trouble, I get that look in my eye. And the woman I'm with will say, "Now, Nino, hold back. Hold back." And the martini glass in my hand will break, and I won't feel it as it cuts my skin. I'll be just looking at the maggot saying, "Come on, punk. Make my day." And usually when they see that blood look in my eye, my jaw muscles working like snakes slithering across my teeth, they back off. Because there's a streak in me that can be activated at the slightest provocation. That's my debility from Nam. Back in the days when that was the only way to stay alive. Back when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. A lot of people didn't know it, but for a while there, I was a fighter pilot. I was a fighter pilot until Wojnowski lost it up for me! Oh, we were doing trick shows, demonstrations. My whole unit was a crack fighter pilot team. I'll never forget that day we came off the deck of the carrier. I'll never forget it. Marine fighter pilots! We were climbing to 20,000 feet, and we didn't waste time. I remember saying, "All right, prepare for afterburners. Go, Wojnowski! All right, Robinson! At my command! Get some G-forces going!" And so, in no time at all, we went from 20,000, 30,000 back around looping. I said, "All right, men, let's practice our precision maneuvers! Tuck it in tight, tuck it in tight!" Since I was the leader, I was the only one looking where we were flying. The other men watched my wingtip. I could see Wojnowski's wing right on top of Kalachecki's. Shapiro's ring tucked right on top of that. I mean, there we are flying along at 625 miles an hour, and there's not 4 inches in between the planes. We were Marines! But I didn't realize that Wojnowski had a cold, because I could hear him when he was talking to me. "Sarge." I said, "Stop that in my headset, for crying out loud there, Wojnowski." And he'd be going, "Ah, stop it!" Well, there we are. Wait, I said, "Let's try the barrel roll." And we're in the middle of the barrel roll. 6 planes locked in tight like that. And Wojnowski says, "I think I got to sneeze." "No, Wojnowski, don't sneeze!" "Achoo!" I said, "You idiot, Wojnowski! We lost Shapiro! You total buffoon!" He said, "I'm sorry. I have a cold in my nose." I said, "I don't care what you got. You go down there and you tell Shapiro's family when we land. But the reason Daddy's dead is because of boogers in your nose, huh?" He said, "I'm sorry. Sorry, don't get it. Now watch it." We all flew down and passed over the flaming wreckage of Shapiro's plane. We were tucked in and tucked in. I said, "All right, Marines, prepare for a straight ascent. We will go straight up, tuck in those wingtips. Come on, Wojnowski. Robinson, I want you tucked in like a baby to a mama's boo-boo. All right, here we go." So there we are, flying straight up, when all of a sudden I hear Wojnowski. No, Wojnowski, and he's going, "Achoo! You total barf!" I said, "All right, Wojnowski, land right now, right now." And sure enough, we took those planes in, and we hit the pavement, and I said, "Let me tell you something, Wojnowski. You are the stupidest, sorriest excuse for a fighter pilot I've ever seen in my life. You unbelievable maggots!" We looked at flaming wreckage everywhere. Good buddies blown to smithereens because this guy forgot his Tristan.
I said, we're getting back in those planes right now. And in the memory of those guys, we are going to fly the tightest formation barrel roll that's ever been flown. And you're going to fly it, and you're not going to sneeze, and you're not going to do anything. That's going to disrupt this display. Do you hear me? He said, yes, sir. I said, I get it. He said, yes, sir. I said, now finish your Coke and let's go. So we knocked down those Cokes. And we're wingtip to wingtip. Once again, we're up at that high altitude. I mean, I had Wojnarowski's wing almost touching my cockpit. I could see the hair follicles in his ears. We were so close. When suddenly that Coca-Cola I had drunk started to make its presence known. I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. Say it ain't so, Lord. Say it ain't so. And I concentrated. I concentrated for all I was worth, but as hard as I tried... Hey, sorry about that, Wojnarowski!
K-R-A-Z-I. He is Karizai. He's the Grease Man on DC-101.